don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up? What's up, everybody? The 3Y NASCAR Podcast is back on the airwaves once again. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3 here in not fall Manhattan, Kansas, winter Manhattan, Kansas. 3Y NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Y'all know what the deal is. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series, the three business missions. In all of motorsports, I'm recording this on Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. Another team review on its way here in a few moments here on the podcast, and a lot of people downloaded the Hendrick review, which was awesome to see that. So yes, we're coming up on Christmas, everything else. So I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure a lot of you do as well. So I appreciate all that. And like I said, I'm going to try to get these done. And like I said, actually in the Hendrick episode, I'm going to try to get these. These are going to carry over into the 2021 early of the new year. So I'm trying to do as many as I can. So I appreciate those that you've downloaded the Hendrick episode that's leading the way right now. And what's also came out yet last night, the Darrell Kinsley Jr. episode as well. That came out last night. We already buckled up, my man. So, Darrell Kinsley Jr. from up in Maryland, a sports reporter up there. We did that, recorded that last weekend. That came out yesterday as well. A awesome sit down with him from Maryland as well. He did debuted the 2Y podcast as well. I'm not gonna give away all that. So go make sure you tell your friends, download it, check it out on wherever you get your podcast as well. Apple, Google Podcasts, you know the deal. Spotify, yeah, we're pretty much almost everywhere now. Just about almost everywhere these days on these things. So through our NASCAR podcast, under the radar here in the offseason, I had a couple interviews, and also Liz Prestella as well is up there in the top five still as well. If you have not gone and checked those out, I encourage you to do those as well. And yes, the EG3 Awards episode has not been recorded yet. Working on finding time to do that, but I'm shooting for that one. That should be the finale of the 2021. Not 2021, man. I'm going jumping way too fast. The 2020 calendar year that has not been recorded yet. We're getting a squeeze on that here at the end of the week. I have family coming in the town here next week as well. So yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a little hectic around here in Manhattan, Kansas. Hope you guys staying warm, because heat around here ain't warm around here, but y'all. 20s in the mornings, and the highest it's gotten, it's 35. So it feels like winter's already arrived. We didn't even get a sniff of the fall season as winter came. We went from straight to basically summer to the winter, pretty much. Yeah, it's weird up around these parts. It doesn't surprise me one bit. But yeah, that's some of what's been going on around the podcast. Yep, and I'm planning on doing a couple more, including I'm going to throw this at you. Me, AJ, and Ryan. And this podcast will actually go out tomorrow night. So we're going to get a double dose of 3Wide this week. So we got the Darrell Kinsley Jr. already up. I got it talked about, and then this podcast team review with Penske / Wood Brothers, since of course they align with each other here That's going to go out tomorrow night as well. So you're going to get double dose, and then hopefully the EG3 awards could, and as I'm thinking about this right now, could come out Wednesday to seal the deals. That could be the last podcast of the year unless I get another one of these reviews locked up. So, yep, that's what's been happening around the podcast here in cold Manhattan, Kansas, here in this chilly Wednesday evening here. And, of course, we talked to Hendrick on the last episode again with a team review, and Chase Elliott impressed everybody, including Chase Briscoe. And, of course, remember now, just a few hours away from me, the Chili Bowl is coming up pretty soon. So Chase Elliott doing some big things on dirt. I mean, yeah, he has upbringing on dirt tracks anyways, but he's getting ready to be obviously the reigning champion of NASCAR, getting ready for the Chili Bowl Nationals. And he'll be making his debut, actually, in that prestige event down there next month. So that's going to be very exciting to see. And obviously, you know, Kyle Larson going to be there as well. Chase Briscoe, a rookie coming into the Cup Series next year, coming off the 9-1 performance there as well. And speaking of reviews, I love to do these, like I said, with the Hendrick Motorsport episode. I love doing these, so I'm gonna try to do all of them if I can. So I'm not making any promises, 3Wide Podcast Nation. So all right, so that's just kind of a review of what Chance been doing. Obviously, the next gen car prototype just got done with its testing yesterday. Chris Buescher was in that car as well. So a lot of things going on with this next gen car, looking at making its debut obviously in 2022. Was supposed to do it debut this upcoming year with all that's going on, and now with the whole vaccine entering the United States thing. So we'll just, fingers crossed, that's all I'm gonna say, fingers crossed that all that turns out well in that regard. All right, as far as the main course tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 team review of Penske, let's go get it right now. Penske had both cars in the championship four, and Logano started out like a house of fire in that race, which was about a month and a half ago now. Seems like yesterday, if I remember it correctly, that these guys were out there racing. But Joey Logano, well, actually, I'm going to start with the runner-up, actually. Logano led the second most laps, obviously, to the champion, Chase Elliott. Brad Keselowski finished runner-up this year for team at Penske. 4 wins on the year. That included a playoff victory in the round, I want to say, yeah, the first round of these playoffs as well. New Hampshire as well. And then you got to go all the way back. Brad Keselowski also won the wild Bristol race there. Put himself in position there with the Joey Logano and Chase Elliott episode in the first Bristol race up there. Yeah, Brad Keselowski. And yeah, I said this earlier this year, way earlier in the year. I mean, he got paired up with the lamest of the three crew chiefs. Remember the crew chief swap this year? I said that Jeremy Mullins, he got the worst of that. Well, he turned out to be the best of that side, the flip side of everything. When you look at it, I mean, let's be honest. Who would have thought Jeremy Mullins, Brad Keselowski would be in the championship four and not and having a chance to beat Chase Elliott? Because he was really, that car came on strong late in the race. Yeah, Joey Logano started off strong in the race there, but I felt like Keselowski had an opportunity there, was right there with Chase Elliott. And of course, he was what, some over two and a half seconds back of that race a month and a half ago there. So Brad Keselowski finishing second in the point standings. Jeremy Mullins there, and Brad Keselowski still looking for that second championship in his career. obviously, there had to be a move to be made. Roger Penske made that move, and that was an episode on his podcast. And again, folks, if you're looking to go back and catch up on some old episodes of 3-1 NASCAR podcast, go do that, because I did remember saying that. I mean, Jerry Moore, let's face it now, he and Ryan Blaney, they've only won like two races together. And yeah, we'll talk about Blaney here momentarily. But Brad Keselowski, Bullens, not enough wins in the belt. You had to wonder, well, this is going to be a long year for Keselowski. You know, he turned it around into a much positive year for the two cars. So 13 top fives, 24 top tens. You have 8 stage wins for Keselowski as well. So coming up short on the end, and you had to feel good about his chances going into the year. Well, Keselowski and Logano were very good in the first Phoenix race, with Logano obviously winning that race over Kevin Harvick. So Keselowski this year just a shade under 1,000, well, just less than 50 away from the 1,000, with 952 laps led. Yeah, it is late here in Manhattan, Kansas, excuse me. So yeah, Keselowski finishing second there to the eventual champ in Chase Elliott. So Brad Keselowski, 4 wins on the year, 2 offhand, 1 in the playoffs there for Brad. Meanwhile, his teammate, the double deuce of Joey Logano, yeah, he led like what, over 100 laps in the championship 4 race, and he was a previous winner of Phoenix there before Chase Elliott had a rocket ship there. Joey Logano this year, and he, remember, Joey Logano, before this pandemic, what was a pandemic, Joey Logano won the first 2 or 3 races, 2 or 4 races. Yeah, he won Vegas and then turned around and won Phoenix. And then everything just shut down. Yeah, I mean, literally, everything shut down for all of NASCAR there. And then after that, Joey Logano really kind of went off the radar for a little bit there. I mean, yeah, it's quietly still getting good finishes, but in my opinion, I thought he was kind of under the radar for a while with all the talk around Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin this year. He was thrown under the radar. Harvick got hot, and Denny Hamlin started winning races once NASCAR got back in full swing there. So, but yeah, Joey Logano, he had a quiet playoffs as well. I didn't do the numbers there on him. Like I said, it's been hectic around here trying to get ready for Christmas. But it's off of recent memory, and let's remember. I do remember this, KC, cold ass KC, the playoff race in Kansas there, where obviously I was at there, freezing my ass off. Joey Logano holding off Kevin Harvick. That was the turn. That was probably the game changer of 2020. Yes, NASCAR was back, and you're probably going to hear me say that on the little sneak peek on the EG3 Awards. Which, again, I have not recorded that. I'm hoping to record that at some point this weekend. Get the awards all wrapped up for y'all so y'all can listen to that. To cap off what has been, yes, just a weird year in general, but Logano holding off Kevin Harvick for the last 40 plus laps there to get the victory as well. So yeah, I mean, that was some great driving by Joey Logano to get him in that spot. Just kind of simulating, well, not similar, but kind of mirroring the whole Martin Truex Jr. deal in Joey Logano's championship season back in 18. So they're, you know, having to win to get in. I mean, Joey Logano does what he has to do to win these championships. But obviously, he did not win a championship this year. So it's part delightful of the MTJ group on Twitter. Shout out. So, Logano, though, yeah, 3 wins in the year. That last one coming in the playoffs, which came at a crucial time. Because even though he doesn't win that, looking at his finishes here the rest of the way, if I can fast forward a little bit here, looking at it, I mean, Joe Logano, he finished, let's see, actually, they've already went to the, as I'm looking at it here, they already have next year's schedule already out, so, anyways, yeah, he probably would have not made it, I'm gonna say, I don't know, that's hard to judge. If you don't win, you don't get in, so, but anyways, Logano, 3 wins, so you have 7 right there. We have Keselowski 4, Joey Logano 3. You come up short, you finish 3rd in the overall standings there for Team Penske. Next up, Ryan Blaney.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Ryan Blaney. Who could have figured this out in on paper? Going back to that episode where the whole crew chief swap, Blaney got Paul Wolf paired with Joey Logano this year, or this past year, actually now. Julia, and again, only got 3 wins. You would have thought those guys would be the best pairing on paper. Really, I thought that Todd Gordon, I thought Blaney got the best deal with Todd Gordon there as the crew chief there, got the swap from Bolins there. I mean, you got a champion crew, well, actually, Wolf and Gordon, you have champion crew chiefs there at the helm, and Todd Gordon, the most recent champ in that stable, going back to that 2018 season. Blaney, this team was fast. This team was hard to figure out all year long, and this is probably the most disappointing team of the 3 teams this year. Blaney, only 1 victory that came in, obviously the 007 finish at Talladega, the first Talladega race there, eking out Eric Jones and Eric Amarola going backwards. 1 win this year, 11 top 5s, 17 top 10s, just over 650 laps, and then going back to Logano real quick, just over 900 laps this year, 939 laps in total there. If you're wondering, in Logano had only, yeah, he had 7 stage wins. Blaney only had 4 stage wins with all that fast car he had. And really, no excuse there. You have to capitalize on those. And we're in a system now that, you know, that rewards, well, 95% of the time, 95% of the time, rewards getting stage wins and winning. And early on, Blaney had a good, really fast car. And really, in before the pandemic, even after, when NASCAR came back, he had one of the fastest cars in the sport. And get 1 win, that has to be disappointing for him. And not taking advantage of the situation at hand. You have a very good, talented crew chief in Todd Gordon. Never could really figure it out. You know what I mean? Failure to close out races. Either it's that or having issues mechanically. Like at Fontana. Alex Bowman was in a different zip code there. But Blaney had the second best car there. And to go down pit road. Just stuff like that. Fast car at Bristol gets caught up in another silly wreck. There's just multiple things there. And then getting knocked out early in the first round, where I projected him to be at least to get in the final 8. Some people had him in the final 4 there with the speed that he drawn in. I mean, next year for them, I mean, yes, this is going to be 2021. It's going to be the last year of the old car. But you got to take advantage of that. And eventually, Blaney's going to learn. I mean, he's learned the hard way. I mean, fast race cars, you got to take advantage of it. I mean, obviously, he's a good super speedway driver. We all know that. But comes to everything else, he can get there. But, I mean, just the inconsistency there. I mean, yeah, it's probably half of it, over half of it is mechanically. But the rest of it is driver mistakes or pit crew errors. And to finish 9th in this order overall, yeah, that has to be disappointing. And, yeah, he might be on the EG3 Awards on the wrong end of that aspiration mark there. But Blaney, nice in the running order there, and he ran well. And another race that comes to my mind, Homestead. Probably had a chance to win that one also, but obviously, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick started winning when NASCAR started to start back up through the pandemic. So, gotta win her next year. I mean, this team, you know, they probably would have been Final Four worthy more so than the 22 car, in my opinion, there. So, yeah, but it's not worth it. You got to prove it on the racetrack there, and the 12 team can't put full races together. That's really the story around them. One win that should have been maybe a couple more in the bank of Ryan Blaney. And, of course, to round out the review part of things here on this podcast here tonight, the Penske Wood Brothers review, recap season of 2020, because these teams worked together. Matt DiBenedetto's first year with the 21, and Matt DiBenedetto was a real factor. I mean, yes, he made it to the playoffs this year, was the goal of this team, and he did it of the skin of his teeth there with the run at Daytona, which was a tremendous race this year. Daytona 2 there with the season finale there with all at stake there. Matt DiBenedetto getting in and then getting knocked out of the first round. Yeah, he got knocked out of the first round of the playoffs there. Still looking for that elusive first win like everybody projected this year. Like, oh, he's going to get in that victory lane, and we got to temper those expectations a little bit, and he's going to be already the odd man out with the whole Austin Cindric deal. Austin Cindric going to be taking over this ride, and we're already talking the future already with this team. But yeah, Austin Cindric, the recent champ in the Xfinity Series, will be taking over this ride in 2022. So Matt DiBenedetto already going to be looking for a ride already. But just recap what he did this year. He finished second a couple of times this year. And then the whole fiasco at Talladega there with him. And then he originally finished second and then had it taken away with the whole blocking issue there. That's another conversation for another podcast. 3 top fives, 11 top tens, a DNF, 91 laps led. Yeah, this guy came a factor in the playoffs there. It wasn't enough. I mean, Bristol had an opportunity, not enough there. When you wonder next year, can this team take a step? I'm going to use a term I use on my other podcast, building block. Can this team start building some blocks to being a little more consistent? Yeah, I mean, we all love Matty D Benedetto. We all understand that. And I probably said this a bunch of times this year. I don't know how much, but the Benedetto, I mean, and I said this earlier too this year on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, that it's sort of a disappointment. I mean, you're a step up in equipment. There are no Paul Menard vouch for you. Paul Menard kind of struggled there, had decent runs in that car. And DiBenedetto also, I mean, earlier, he finished second at Vegas. Yeah, at Vegas too, he did the same thing. He finished second at both races for Las Vegas this year, come to think about it. So that's how good my memory is. But other than that, I mean, seconds. I mean, at some point, I mean, you got to take advantage of equipment that you have in there. I mean, very thankful that he has to ride next year. But, I mean, he's going to have to take a step up, like Blaney next year. I mean, not going to be in the stride for 2022. But despite all that, you got to put that aside and audition for your next ride. And everybody, I mean, outside of me, everybody's projecting, yeah, this guy's going to start winning. When? I mean, when is going to start winning? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, is it 2021 next season? We're going to have to find out and see. I can't tell you that. I don't know. I mean, there's so much stock put into the DiBenedetto story. I mean, it's a tremendous story. It's a emotional story for sure. But at the same time, I mean, you got to perform. And next year, I mean, it's not your first year. Second year, I mean, the building blocks, you're expected to be better than your first. So we'll see. I mean, the jury's still out on that car. So that's all I have to say there. And my grade on them is a straight up C average. That's where I'm gonna put it as for them. So, I mean, you have to look at it like this. I can't give him a B. I'm definitely not gonna give him an A. Like I said before the review started, nobody got an A. Let's put it like that. And Wood Brothers alone got a C on this deal. So for 3Y Nesca Pikes EG3. So, you know, next year, I mean, I expect them to take a step forward. Small steps. I mean, do I expect them to win a race? Close. That might be the explanation I'd not be looking for, but it is just what it is. I mean, right now, I mean, there's too much talent here in the Cup Series right now. And Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, I mean, can they duplicate what they did last year? That year and in the next year? Who knows? Can Penske rise up the challenge? And you're dealing with Hendrick Motorsports. There's just too much going on. And then you have the changing of the schedule as well. I mean, workhorse racing. Matty D is a good road course racer. So you have all of those. You're not gonna have many short tracks on next year's schedule. Like I just scanned it. Well, we talked about it. There's an episode somewhere or part of an episode that we talked about the schedule in there somewhere. But yeah, I mean, you gotta expect. I mean. It's gonna be tough getting that win again for next year. So we'll see what happens, and the futures have already been decided for the following year as well. So Matty D is gonna have a chip on his shoulder. I mean, not that he already does, but he's gonna have to continue that drive, get better. And this team, I know this team was he had some good runs this year. There's no doubt about that. Las Vegas, both races, one of them. So. Yeah, I mean, to get over that hump, they're gonna need to take it up a notch and with good resources on that team. And for Penske, yeah, they have both cars in there. Give them a solid B. Yeah, I give Hendrick Motorsports a B plus. Give me Team Penske a B. I mean, that's for 2020. It could have been better. We all could have been better, let's just face it. But Penske Racing, a total of 7 wins this year. Keselowski having half of those wins this season. And who would have thunk it? Like, Blaney with the whole Kushi swap. Well, yeah, that's crazy. But they needed a change, and it proved very well for Roger Penske. So, Roger Penske doing the whole Indianapolis thing, owning that racetrack now. Doing all that, so yeah, as we about to come to a close with another review of this podcast on the 3Y Nesca Pikes EG3. Appreciate y'all for downloading, tuning in, 80 degree to third. Final moments of another review, 2020 review of Team of the Cup Series. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, B, that's a good way to put it for this year. Like I said, next, when you look at next year's schedule in this team, last year of the old cars. We'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens with these teams going forward. And yeah, I expect. Yeah, Blaney, as talented as he is, you expect to get one at least more than one win a year. That's 3 years in a row that Ryan Blaney has had at least one win. He's not had a multi-year win year season yet in NASCAR Cup Series, and that's got to change for him if he's going to take it. He's kind of the Chase Elliott now in the aspects. I mean, he's teams fast almost every weekend, can't put it all together. So it's too much inconsistency there for that 12 team there. We'll see what Joey Logano does next year with Paul Wolfing, with Jeremy Wellington. They proved they're a good driver, good crew chief combo. That it is. So they proved us wrong, and they proved me wrong here in 2020. There, Brad Keselowski leading the pack for Penske, runner up to reigning champ, the NASCAR champion Chase Elliott. So the next time, review on the list here that I have here. Next time, episode will be Joe Gibbs Racing, and of course Denny Hamlin. Huge year for Denny Hamlin, but unable to come up with that championship once again. In that stable. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter as usual. And again, the 3Y NASCAR podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know the deal is there. So, yep. Kind of all in that shell there. B for Penske, and I gave Wood Brothers an average C as well, which being a C rules out to be a B anyway. So, you know, these guys know how to get it done, and we'll see how the Wood Brothers can take that next step to possibly get Matty D that first win in. I'm leaving this critical stat out as well. Wood Brothers still sitting on 99 wins in their NASCAR historic career. They're still looking for 100. I know Matty D wants desperately to get that 100 win for Wood Brothers. Will it be 2021? Have to find out and see. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas. Cold Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, already winter here. And Christmas, winter makes sense, but doesn't make sense seems like fall came for a couple weeks and then it was out the door real quickly. But yep, another review in the books here. Thank y'all for joining me on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Big shout out to Big D. Co-produces this podcast, continuing to do his work as well. We're putting out podcasts here in the off season as well. So another one wrapped up here tonight on the podcast, 80 Grid of Third. Again, appreciate y'all for downloading, for listening to this edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. In the next review again will be Joe Gibbs Racing. And again, you have not listened to the Darrell Kinsey Jr. episode, which came out last night. Wonderful, wonderful episode. Please go download it. Tell your friends. Check it out, along with the Liz Prestella episode as well. Good, good stuff on a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer III, again, thank you for listening to this podcast. We will talk to you next time on a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast.
With EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.